The Haines Port and Harbor Advisory Committee looks like it could stay the same despite changes in requirements. And the Chilkat Valley Community Foundation awards $18,000 to more than a dozen local nonprofits. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Chilkat Valley Preschool and the Haines Senior Center Board are in discussions to potentially work out a joint use agreement for the Senior Center building. The Haines Borough took over management of the Senior Center recently because the board was not financially able to manage it without additional funding. The preschool has been searching for a new home for years after being given a deadline to move out of their current borough-owned building. Borough Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says he has encouraged discussions between the preschool and Senior Center board.
I talked to the Chilkat Valley Preschool Board yesterday evening and presented the idea that it could be a joint facility and potentially they could manage for the seniors and for themselves, or potentially there could be a joint management.
Ryan says there are some concerns about how space would be divided up between the two programs. Right now, it's just a conversation. And that conversation will continue tomorrow, when Ryan says he will meet with representatives from the preschool and senior center to talk about possibilities.
So I hope tomorrow we can sit down and talk with both boards and see if there's like a mutually beneficial way to move forward on this so that both groups can get, you know, what I think is a good community resource for their programs.
KHNS will follow up with that story as it progresses. Nonprofits like the preschool and senior center could be in for more borough funding soon. Borough manager Dave Sosa says that's because the Haines Animal Rescue Kennel formally declined $14,000 in borough funding. The assembly voted to take that $14,000 out of the pool of money that is distributed among local nonprofits that apply for funding. Sosa says he will recommend at the next assembly meeting that the nonprofit funding board reconvene and look at how that money can be distributed to groups that did not receive 100% of their requested funding from the borough. Then the assembly would vote on those allotments. A change to the qualifications needed to serve on the Haines Port and Harbor Advisory Committee might not actually alter the makeup of the committee anytime soon, unless more people turn in applications. In August, the Borough Assembly approved relaxed restrictions for who can sit on the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee. Before, the 7-member group was to be composed of 3 commercial vessel owners, 2 non-commercial vessel owners, 1 tariff-regulated company owner or representative, and 1 community member at large who has a business related to harbor activities. Resident Mike Danker petitioned the assembly to change those requirements. He said it was a constitutional violation to require a resident own a specific type of property to qualify for public service.
We need a process that's welcoming, and that was basically a property qualification or anything like that works as a keep out sign.
The new requirements took out the ownership mandate and replaced it with experience. It also reduced the number of commercial seats from 3 to 2 and added another seat for a community member at large. At an August meeting, Assemblyman Ron Jackson said it was the Assembly's responsibility to enable more balanced representation on the committee.
The harbor is not just the multiple user groups that are primary users down there. It's a resource of the entire community. And to balance that membership out a little more equally is the right thing to do myself. So
the current Port and Harbor Committee and Harbor Master Sean Bell opposed changing the requirements at the time. Now, 3 committee members' terms are set to expire at the end of this month: Terry Pardee, Don Turner Jr., and Glenn Jacobson. Pardee is a commercial vessel owner, Turner a non-commercial vessel owner, and Jacobson is a member at large. All 3 plan to apply for reappointment. Because the Harbor Committee can no longer have 3 commercial seats, Harbor Master Bell asked Pardee if he wanted to apply for the other at-large seat. Pardee said he felt he could represent the wider community, so he said yes.
It's not uncommon to have people with each foot in 2 separate worlds of what we're trying to accomplish in these boards and commissions. So hopefully there's no conflict of interest concerns, because I don't think it rises to that at all. If it does, then we'll deal with that as it comes along.
Bell said no one else has applied for a seat on the committee so far.
If other individuals applied for the position, and that would be at the prerogative of the committee and the mayor of who would best represent that seat.
Danker says he's seen mayors and assemblies struggle to get people interested in serving on committees and boards, and he says he hopes more people will put in applications.
This committee works on a lot of issues that is of a nature in this community that has a lot of interest.
Applications are first reviewed by the committee, which makes a recommendation to the mayor. The mayor then makes appointments that need to be confirmed by the assembly. The three Port and Harbor Committee terms expire November 30th, but members will serve until they are reappointed or a successor is appointed. An application form can be found on the borough's website. The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation awarded about $18,000 in grants to Haines nonprofit organizations last week. Since its inception in 2009, the foundation has raised money for a permanent fund that its board hopes will support community organizations for years to come. Crystal Badgley is the Community Foundation board co-chair.
I've lived here for several decades, and I have really benefited from so many of the organizations that we support. So I sent my kids to the preschool. We use the library regularly, recycling center, you know, we go out there. So I don't know, I just see how all these organizations are truly enhancing the quality of life here.
Badgley says that's what the Community Foundation is about, helping to sustain and enhance the quality of life in Haines. Each year, the foundation distributes grants to nonprofit groups that apply for funding for a specific project or need.
The big thing we want to know is, how is your project going to support Haines, people in Haines? How many people will it serve? What will be the benefits to those people? You know, those kinds of questions. So we want to know how it's going to benefit the Chilkat Valley.
The foundation awarded about $18,000 to 14 organizations this year. The largest grants, about $2,500, went to Hospice of Haines and the Senior Center. Grants in the $2,000 range went to the Haines Dolphins Swim Team and the newly formed Haines Avalanche Information Center.
This was our first Community Foundation grant, so we're really excited to be working with them.
Eric Stevens is director of the Avalanche Information Center. The $2,000 from the foundation is helping to pay for a weather station on Mount Rapinski.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'll be safer for people because our forecast will be more accurate and more precise. And it'll be safer for people because they'll be better prepared before they go out. They'll be able to check the current conditions up at 3,000 feet before they even leave their living room in the morning.
The other organizations awarded grants are the Haines Arts Confluence, Bald Eagle Foundation, Chilkat Valley Preschool, Friends of the Library, Friends of Recycling, Haines Hot Shots, Chilkat Quan Heritage Center, Lynn Canal Counseling, Sheldon Museum, and Lynn Canal Broadcasting, which operates KHNS. A lot of the Community Foundation grants pay for things as basic as operating expenses. That's what the grants for the swim team and hospice are for.
Hospice of Haines, you know, we want to support them as much as possible because they help a lot of people at a very critical time in their lives. So to me, offering operating support, it's about their mission to help people. And, you know, so many people benefit from them.
The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation was formed with support from the Alaska Community Foundation and the Rasmussen Foundation. Rasmussen representatives visited Haines earlier this year, and they pledged a spur-of-the-moment matching grant of $35,000 to help the local foundation reach the $500,000 mark in their endowment. Badgley says they hope to get about $7,000 more in local donations to take advantage of those matching funds. Badgley says awareness in the Community Foundation is growing in Haines.
Even though there's a lot of money put aside in investments, and we can't give all of that money away. As that investment grows, we'll be able to give more and more, and that will be there in perpetuity. So it is a different way of giving to those organizations.
She says giving to the foundation is like an investment in the future of all the nonprofits. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.